Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I'm often asked the best way to improve one's coffee, and the answer is always better extraction of the coffee. The quickest and easiest way to do this is usually by a better grinder. Assuming you already have a better grinder, the next question becomes your coffee maker. But before that, I cannot stress enough that fresh grinding over pre-grinding is the biggest single improvement you can make to your coffee. The second biggest is particle size and particle size distribution, and that comes down to a good grinder. But let's assume you already have that good grinder, as we were saying. Then, assuming you make your coffee on an espresso machine, we are still stuck with trying to get good, or actually great, extraction of the coffee. Let me explain. The two biggest problems with espresso making are under and over extraction, and in fact that goes for filter coffee making too. In simple terms, under extraction makes coffee taste sour. The converse, over extraction causes bitterness. And if you think about that, if you've ever made tea, you leave the tea in too long, the same thing happens. To get that sweet, perfect extraction, the full flavor, you need water to flow evenly through the puck of coffee. Once you've ground the coffee and got the right dose into your portafilter holder, you then need to get it evenly packed. And you can imagine if you have hills and troughs of coffee and you flatten them with that with a tamper, the water is going to take the easiest route through the coffee. That actually means that the more densely packed areas of coffee won't get properly extracted. They'll get under-extracted, contributing to sourness. And the other areas will over-extract, getting bitter. This brings me to this week's review, which is the NCD distributor. Originally, we had the OCD, which was designed to have the coffee run smoothly and move through the pack evenly. And the NCD does pretty much the same thing. In fact, it's designed by the same world barista champion, Sasha Sestak. And the idea is to get rid of clumping and to distribute the coffee evenly and prepare the coffee for tamping. And the bottom line is, it does that. What you have here, if you can imagine it, is sort of solid fan blade milled out of steel with an adjustable height thing and a non-slip grip. And what happens with the four blades is that they come down on your pack of coffee and you twist it, and it just provides a perfect base of coffee for tamping. The actual device is a hefty 290 grams, which is enough to feel solid, and in fact is solid, without causing any repetitive strain injuries. Is it worth it? Well, that depends. If your other coffee skills aren't right there, then no. If you're in a commercial environment, it probably is worth it. And for home use, it's definitely worth it with one huge proviso. And that is, if you can afford the 3,599 Rand that Cape Coffee Beans will take from you in order to deliver the NCD distributor to your home. That's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me, as always, on @DavidDondi on most of the social media channels. And, of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za.